Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, I've only known Carlos McClintock for a while. He, of course, the owner of Greater Pitt Tree Service. But let me just say this. I know a good dad when I see one, and he is maybe one of the best I've ever been around. So I just wanted to wish him a happy Father's Day. And he is enjoying it with his family. And Troy Lampenfeld is here. He's the arborist who can really do incredible things. And today, we have a lot to get to with Troy. We're going to be talking about those boring insects from that tree, spotted lanternflies, and we're going to also be talking about this warm weather that is fast approaching. So if you have anything on your mind in the way of trees, especially those boring insects that can cause all sorts of havoc, and that spotted lanternfly that just doesn't seem to want to go away, you need to get on the line right now because we love giving you an opportunity to talk to one of the best. He's young, bright future ahead of him, and he is doing incredible things at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Troy Lampenfeld, welcome back to KDKA. Good morning and happy Dad's Day to your dad, and it's nice to have you here today.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'd like to start off by saying happy Father's Day to my dad and my grandfather. David and Harry, we're going to Mass at the VA with my grandfather right after this. So, you know, happy Father's Day to everybody out there doing good work.
All right, arborvitae trees and the connection to everything we're talking about today. So let's tie everything up to kind of get started. So you start off and then I'll jump in right behind you. Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, so there's a variety of things we're talking about today. If we want to start off with the arborvitae trees, we can go for that. So, I mean, arborvitae trees specifically, people have a lot of problems with them. They'll have a couple in a row die. They'll have this line of them that they want to plant a screen to make sure you get privacy from your neighbors, right? Everybody living in the city knows what I'm talking about. But when you plant these trees a little bit too close together, a lot of the time you can have issues with root damage, with root rot, with getting too much water to the root system. And on top of that, that stuff can lead to infestation from different types of insects, whether it be boring insects or something like bagworms. If you have any arborvitae trees, you may have heard of them. Either way, arborvitae trees are something that a lot of people give us calls about. And really, most people are calling a little bit too late. And this is the thing, is people will give us a call and they'll say, I had three or four of these trees die. What can we do for you? And I say, well, these trees are dead. We can take them down, but we can treat the rest of them. The thing you want to do here is before you lose a tree that you've invested 8-10 years in growing to get that privacy screen, you got to make sure they're treated in time to make sure that they can be healthy and really achieve those goals that you set out for them at the start. But arborvitae trees, a lot of the time, like I was saying, a lot of it depends on planting, too. So making sure that you talk to an arborist, either while you're getting plantings done or before you go ahead and get your plan for your property. For, you know, a consultation, we can come out and check out your property. I'll go out personally, tell you what trees can go where and why, you know, tell you what trees belong in the right place, because that is the number one most important rule in arboriculture and taking care of trees at all, is planting the trees in the right place. Having a good tree, you know, that is going to grow to be 100 feet tall, that's a beautiful tree, makes no difference if it's planted directly next to the house in a bad spot or if it's planted over top of a water line that it's going to compromise in 10 years. So a lot of what I want to talk about with the arborvitaes, like I was saying, is just making sure that they're planted properly and making sure that once they are planted properly, they're cared for properly in order to actually achieve the goals that they're set out for, you know. But these types of trees, both arborvitae and all types of other things, can be impacted by invasive insects and native insects. And these boring insects that I'm talking about in this episode, you know, they're kind of the issue that we're honing in on, because they're out and about during this time of the summer, and getting a preventative treatment to make sure that that's not an issue is something that most people should invest in, especially if you've already got them on your property. And this is what I'm going to say is I've been out to multiple properties just over the past couple of weeks where we go out and people will have a row of 5 to 10 trees on the side of their house, where they'll have 2 or 3 large trees in the back of the house, and one of them has a million little shot hole borers straight through the trunk. And, you know, at a certain point, once a tree has ambrosia beetles or something that's really negative already infecting, you can't do a ton to save them. You can slow it down, but the most important thing is to get out there and get that dealt with before you have those types of issues, Rob.
All right, so let's get going. You have a question you need answered in the way of trees, you can call us. We've got lines available. It will get busy, so start dialing now, 866-391-1020. And you can reach Troy and the entire crew at Greater Pitt Tree Service by dialing 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. And as always, as the show is rolling, if you want to call that number and leave your information, you can do that as well. But if you want all of those tree-related questions answered right now in real time, you need to call us for Troy at 866-391-1020. And here's Rick. Rick, you're on KDKA. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well. Happy Father's Day to you two guys. You do a great job on the radio. I got a question on evergreens. Slow growth, small, deer resistant. I don't know the name, but they're starting to brown out. They're close to a holly, and one is not close to anything other than outside a man door close to the house. What do you do to save that? And how do you feed and keep the deer away from arborvitaes? I mean, that's their hot fudge sundae. They eat them every fall.
They're tricky to keep the deer away. A lot of what people will end up doing, actually, I was just reading an article about this from another guy over in North Carolina who does arboriculture in this way. And what they'll do for younger trees especially, because it's more important for trees when they're younger and they're just getting established, it can kind of wipe them out, the deer eating all of them. But what they'll do is they'll get something called rabbit fencing, which is available at a lot of different hardware stores. And you'll grab that rabbit fencing and get it stacked up into a position where it's around the tree as best as possible to prevent them from getting to it. But the mistake a lot of people make is they'll put it around chest height or so, and they'll stake it into the ground so it doesn't move, right? Deer are animals that are pretty easily spooked. So what you want to do is make it so that whatever they touch moves, and they get a little bit concerned about it. So you have a fence there that's made of this loose, shaky rabbit fencing. If you have a deer come up and touch it, usually they're going to get scared by that and run away. Now, deer are a pretty difficult issue to deal with, but making sure that the tree is healthy and able to kind of withstand that type of damage is going to be your first line of defense there before any of the physical barriers in even.
What do I do to stop the browning and the dying of these other deer-resistant evergreens? Do I feed it Miracle-Gro in the blue container? It's not the flower stuff. I forgot the name of it.
Mm. Well, if we're looking at management in terms of, you know, you've got browning on some type of evergreen, it depends on what it is specifically. So what I would recommend is giving the office a call, setting up an appointment. Our estimates are free. I'll come out and I'll let you know what I can tell you about how to keep those trees healthy, how to make sure you're not wasting money investing in them. All right.
So you're going to be able to stop the deadness, the browning?
There's a potential that we can get it to grow back. Yeah. So we can't take portions of the tree that have already died out and bring them back to life. But we can keep it so that the trees that are savable and have a certain amount of live growth in them can get more live growth into those areas. You can trim out the dead, make sure that really at the end of the day, the tree ends up coming back to a position where it's salvageable rather than allowing that necrosis, that dieback, to take over the canopy of the tree.
That product I was thinking of was called Mira Acid. Is that an asset to do, or is that just a waste of time?
It depends on the type of tree. It's every tree is different, and all of the positioning and everything, the amount of water that it gets, the amount of fertilizer your lawn might get, all these different things come into play. So knowing this, I might have to see it to tell you. But I'd like to help you out if I can. Let me think here. I mean, can you tell me the name of that product again?
Oh, that's Mira Acid by Miracle-Gro. Their regular product. Sorry, go ahead.
A lot of the time you'll have fertilizers that people that are more available to homeowners, like Miracle-Gro or like Holytone or something like that. And all those different types of things sometimes are fine to put on, but a lot of the time, because they have such a high nitrogen content, they can actually attract different types of insects that end up causing you more problems in the long run. So depending on the position of your plants and what the nitrogen content of your soil is, it may be a good idea, it may be a bad idea. The way I can tell you that is by getting a soil sample tested and letting you know what the micronutrient content of the soil is, and I can tell you exactly what you need there and what you don't need there.
All right, listen, thanks for the call, Rick. A little lengthy. We're going to get to a break. So if you have a tree-related question, now is the time for you to call us. 866-391-1020. Boring insects from a tree, spotted lanternflies, arborvitae trees, but anything on your mind and warm weather-related questions, because it is going to get hot this coming week. Call us now, 866-391-1020. He's Troy Lampenfeld. He's the arborist from Greater Pitt Tree Service, and you can reach them at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock off, enjoying Father's Day with family. Troy Lampenfeld, their arborist, is on the line, and we're taking all of your tree-related questions, 866-391-1020. Here's Sam, and he joins us on KDKA. Hi, Sam.
Yes, good morning. I have a, it's a rhododendron bush, but I noticed another tree, a grayish coating on the bark. Now, with the rhododendron bush, I was told to spray that with neem oil. Will that work? I'm not going to climb up in a big, tall tree to try it, but I could have a six-foot rhododendron try it on.
Yeah, I mean, the grayish coating on the bark could be a couple of things. What people are telling you, maybe neem oil actually may not be quite as helpful if you don't get good coverage. And the reason for this is, for one thing, spraying neem oil in the summer could induce phytotoxicity onto the plant, so it may end up doing actually damage to the plant. But along with that, the reason you may be getting that grayish, sooty type of mold on the bark there is because you probably have some amount of insect infestation. And when insects are infesting those types of plants, whether it be a rhododendron, a larger tree, something like that, most of the time, what happens there is they come in for nitrogen. They're looking for a large quantity of nitrogen, but they take off so many excess carbohydrates that basically they get up there and they suck out all these carbohydrates from the tree and they excrete them down. And then this stuff sticks onto the branches and the leaves of the plant. It's kind of gross, but basically it allows mold and fungus to grow on that area. That sugary substance that they excrete allows these fungi to have proper nutrition, basically, to stay on there. So what you probably want to do is end up treating for that root cause rather than just treating for the fungus itself. So if you have something causing that type of grayish mold or that sooty powder or whatever it may be on the trunk, treating for that root cause, those insects and the health problems in that plant are what you're going to want to do in the long term there.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out, how to save the plant. That's what I'm trying. The tree, well, I'm not going to get up 50 feet in the top of a tree, but at least I can deal with a 6-foot rhododendron.
But the tree as well. I mean, our company has specific types of systemic treatments that we can do on larger trees that don't require climbing even. So some of this stuff, I can come out there and help you out, basically get a good idea of how we can treat it and how we can manage it both in the tree and in the rhododendron bush with relative ease. You know, ideally, we don't have to get up into the canopy for it, but we'll see how it is. Do you know what type of tree it is?
Well, one's a big oak tree right behind my house with the rhododendrons alongside the driveway where I can get to that nice and easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, those oak trees have a lot of different problems that they go through. I mean, they do get different types of aphids. They do get sometimes issues with spotted lanternfly like we're talking about today. You know what, if you give our number a call and you leave a message letting them know, I'll head out there to your property and we'll help you out, see what I can tell you about the oak tree, see what I can tell you about the rhododendron, and we can get to it.
Off the oak tree, there's dead branches falling off the tree, so this does lead to death of the plant, I guess.
Well, having dead branches on the oak tree sometimes can be natural, but it has to. It kind of takes a trained eye to tell normal dead in an oak tree from something
well,
that's
what I'm saying,
more problematic.
When the dead branches fall on the ground, you see this grayish, whitey stuff on the bark.
Yeah. I mean, there's a potential that there's something going on there. I'd have to see it in person to know exactly what, but it's definitely better to get at it faster rather than wait for something to happen, because those big oak trees, they're pretty hard to replace. I mean, when you're looking at that, I would definitely get that inspected pretty soon here.
All right, Sam, give him a call, 412-884-TREE. All right, let's go to, by the way, here till 10 o'clock, so if you want to get that question answered, call us. And again, their number at Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Our number, 866-391-1020. Here's Ron. He's up next for Troy Lampenfeld from Greater Pitt Tree Service on KDK. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, guys. Happy Father's Day. I have some solutions here for people who might have deer problems. What I use, I know works definitely, is dried blood. You used to be able to get a bag of that for about $9, 5-pound bag for $9 in gardens, but God knows what it is today. Another solution, I know there's an apple orchard in Ohio that hangs those little motel soaps from their trees, and they know that works. That keeps the deer away from their apple trees. And years ago, I don't know whether it still works or not, but melorganite. Golf courses would use melorganite to keep the deer off their greens. Now, they took melorganite off the market for a while because it had a lot of lead in it. But then they brought it back out. They brought it back out just saying don't use it on foodstuffs. So whether it still works or not, I have no idea.
Yeah, the melorganite I would avoid, but just based on the lead content, having it around the house and everything like that, especially if you have pets or something, having that dried blood sometimes does work, but it's a little bit more metal than a lot of people prefer to do on treatments. But the dried blood does work. It's just a prey response in the deer. You know, they don't like being where something's been killed effectively. But we appreciate you calling in with that advice. It is useful from time to time to get that dry blood in there to basically prevent deer from coming around those younger trees.
All right. Again, if you want to get a question answered with Troy, he's here till 10 o'clock. You can call us now at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. About a minute before the break, tell them about how they can stay in touch with you all year long for manageable health tips and tricks when it comes to your plants and trees. Tell them about that, Troy. Go ahead.
So if you give us a call at our office at 412-884-TREE, we can get you set up on a yearly treatment plan for your landscape. We can check it out and customize it based upon what your needs are and what the priorities are around your landscape. If you have a couple of large trees that you want to keep taking care of and you want us to just treat one oak tree, we can manage that and keep it happy and come back and check in on it every once in a while. Every basically 3 months or so we'll come back. But getting on this treatment plan and getting on that yearly plan where we come out and monitor your property, it's the best thing for it to keep those trees healthy and happy.
All right, listen, he's got it all. The skill set that you need to keep those things happy and healthy that you love so much, and you really use all that tender, loving care to nurture and to watch them grow in front of your very eyes. We're going to get more calls on the other side for Troy. Plus, I am going to get to some warm weather-related questions. And is it really the right time to be planting trees over the next week when you're going to have temperatures in the mid to upper 90s? So lots to come still with Troy Lampenfeld from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And you can reach them at 412-884-TREE. Ah, what a busy hour with Troy Lampenfeld, the arborist on duty at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Carlos McClintock, great dad, enjoying this Father's Day with his family. If you have a question, you better take one of these lines, because at this time there's only one line available at 866-391-1020. And you can always call them during our show. Leave your information. They will get back to you. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Let's go to Newcastle and say good morning to Bob. Bob, you're on the air at KDK. How are you?
I have a tricolor beech. I have two of them. They're probably around 11, 12 years of age. They're 3-inch in diameter trunk. And I've been given this tree and shrub protect and feed for 12-month insect protection. It's bio-advanced. Do you recommend anything better than that?
A lot of stuff that you get from the hardware store doesn't have the same type of efficacy that you're going to get from materials that you can get if you are a certified applicator. A lot of the time, that type of stuff will be the same material, just at a lower rate, basically. So I would recommend keeping with that, or if you're serious about trying to keep these in a good position, getting them treated once in the spring for yearly protection, basically from a professional company like ourselves, is basically the one step up from that, really. And that stuff from a hardware store, sometimes it will work, but oftentimes, you know, it's difficult to...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Actually tell if it's working or if you just don't have insects on your property. But a lot of the time what you do have to do on that to get better coverage, or if you're still seeing insect problems with that being treated, which oftentimes you will, is to have a professional company come out and do that type of stuff for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, right now there's no insect problems.
Yeah, so this is the thing, is by the time you notice it, a lot of the time they've already gotten to the point where they're reproducing and they're pervasive around the plant enough that it's a big issue for it. And then you see lasting impacts for years. So we try to make sure we get ahead of this type of stuff.
Is the boar really susceptible to this tricolor beech?
So tricolor beeches are pretty susceptible to woolly aphids. Woolly beech aphid is the thing that they get pretty bad. So if you're seeing any little white, cottony, fuzzy stuff on the base of the leaves, that's what you're going to be looking for specifically on beeches. You'll see some beech tree borers and stuff like that, but it's rare that you're going to get that bark beetles or anything like that on a tree that young to a point where it's going to be really problematic. But watch out for it. But mainly,
how about the yellow on the tree? Is that just mold?
What
on
yellow?
The trunk. The yellow on the trunk.
Most likely you're looking at lichens there. So a lichen is just a symbiotic relationship between an algae and a fungus.
It
utilizes the tree as a substrate there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what did you say they're most susceptible to? What's it called?
Called woolly beech aphid. We do treatments for that, for preventative treatment. For tricolor beeches, we see those infested with that really, really frequently through the city. I know of a couple of them in Squirrel Hill that we actually do treatments for in the city that are pretty old tricolor beaches that we make sure are cared for preventatively on that, because it can be pretty damaging on a larger tree, a mature tree especially.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll be giving your company a call.
Of course, no problem.
All right, thanks.
Give us a call, 412-884-TREE. All right,
Bob, thanks for the call. All right, real quick before I get back to these phones, is it a good time to plant anytime, or when you're going to be dealing with this extreme heat, should you hold off for a week until things cool down a little bit, or does it matter at all? Go ahead.
So that's a great question, Rob. I mean, when you're looking at planting trees, I would avoid the summer altogether. Really, when I personally have done any planting in the past, or whether it's the city doing planting or homeowners or anything like that, always it should be done either in the fall or in the spring. The fall just before the soil freezes, and the spring right after it thaws. And the reason for that is because when young trees are planted, they have a very high susceptibility to drought damage. So if there's not enough water in the middle of the summer, like last year we had almost 30 or 40 days without any substantial rainfall, a new tree, that's going to tear it apart. So what I would recommend is waiting until fall or waiting until early spring to get your trees planted to make sure that they stay healthy and happy after the planting, and you don't have horrible transplant shock and all this stuff that happens very frequently. That's what I would say.
All right, let's get right back to the phones. If you need a question answered, you better call now. We're running out of daylight. This hour is almost up. 866-391-1020. Here's Gary. Gary, you're on KDK with Troy Lampenfeld, Greater Pitt Tree Service. How are you?
Oh, hi. Good. Hi, Rob. Hi, Troy. Hey, I wanted to, I was going to plant some fruit trees. Do they have to be in pairs, the same tree? Or could any fruit tree pollinate one another?
It depends on the types of fruit trees. Definitely, it's going to be easiest to just do it in pairs for certain. But like, you can't cross pollinate between species. So a certain type of stone fruit tree will not pollinate different trees that aren't stone fruits. But if you get like one variety of apple and another variety of apple that have been changed in the nursery through breeding and all this type of stuff, then they might cross-pollinate still. But it depends on what species you're getting there.
All right. Just the pears. Okay.
Yeah.
And Northern Spot, my favorite apple. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, it's a good tree. There's as many varieties of apples as there are blades of grass in the world. So there's a lot out there for sure.
Well, Northern Spy makes the best apple pie.
I'll take your word that. For it, but I might grow myself one soon, all right?
All right, appreciate thank you. It. All right, no.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Garrett. Let's go to Jim in Munhall. Jim, you're on KDKA with Troy Lampenfeld of Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Troy. I had the occasion to listen to Troy previously, I guess back in late March or early April, and decided to call them and get some treatment for my hemlock trees. Troy probably remembers it. He came out to my home and spent a good deal of time there, and he's very, very, I'm calling to sing his praises. He treated the hemlocks for, I believe it's allegans, and also fertilized it, my hemlocks that are 30 years old, that were sort of dying from these little bugs. And they are recovering wonderfully. So I had previously treated it with a product from one of the larger box stores and didn't really get results. And I'm happy to report now that they're looking really, really good now.
And that's exactly what I like to hear. Thank you. So I remember coming out to your house. I remember doing that treatment on the hemlocks. I'm glad it's working out well. I'll probably stop by. I was planning on stopping by later in the summer to see the results from that and potentially see if we want to get another fertilization treatment done in the fall to get you through the rest of the year. But I'm glad that you called in. Thank you very much. I appreciate it a ton, and I'm glad you're getting good results from it. That's what we want to hear.
Yeah, he's sort of a true treasure to people who love the outdoors and take care of their gardens and their trees and their shrubs and everything. And he's just a wealth of information and the breath of fresh air. So thank you very much. And Carlos and company, et cetera. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Good stuff. Yeah. He's a tree whisperer for sure. He's young and man, he's full of a lot of information, and I love having him on this show. Number to dial if you want to get in here and get a question for Troy, very simple. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, and you can always reach them at 412-884-TREE. Greater Pitt Tree Service. One more segment. Next hour, Accurate Solutions. So if you want to get that tree question answered, call us, 866-391-1020. All right, tree-related questions. Troy Lampenfeld, arborist, Greater Pitt Tree Service, are welcome, 866-391-1020. Let's say hello to Dale in Cecil, PA. You're on KDKA. Hey, Dale.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
My question is, we have probably about close to 400 foot of hedges that need done and a bunch of shrubs. Would you be interested in doing a job like that?
Yeah, I mean, depending on the size of everything, our company does small jobs all the way up to the biggest jobs you can think of. We do everything on the scale. So you give us a ring and set up an appointment to get an estimate done, we'll have somebody come out to you and get you an estimate for exactly what it would be to do whatever the specific types of trimming or treatment or whatever you need on your property.
That's great. Can I have your telephone number, please, at the business?
Yep. It'd be 412-884-3.
412-884 what?
T-R-E-E.
T-R-E-E. I didn't hear
that card.
8733. Okay. Thanks, sir. I'll call tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. You have a good Father's Day, all right?
And I think it's also a good segue for us to talk about how people can get signed up to get checked in on throughout the year. Tell them about that, Troy.
Yeah, so we can get you in a position where if you don't really know the specific needs of all of the different plants on your property, especially if you have a really diverse amount of plants on your property, it's ideal to have a monitoring program so that we can come out not just once a year, but up to four or five times a year to check out what's going on your property and make sure that, you know, whatever needs treated gets dealt with when it needs to in a timely manner. If something needs trimming, we get you an estimate on your trimming. We get you anything that you need, basically, all in a manner that is effective and timed based upon the biological clock of trees and insects around the area. So getting on our plant healthcare yearly maintenance plan is really what we recommend for people for the best results, so that we can come back and see not only what we have to do,
but what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, and we can make adjustments and get you really dialed in a scientific way to take care of your trees.
All right. Listen, some of the things that we learned on today's program, and by the way, anybody else, we have just a couple of minutes left. So if you want to sneak in here under the wire and get a question answered, call right now, 866-391-1020. Some of the things that we talked about that people need to know when it comes to these boring insects. Go ahead.
Yes, so boring insects specifically, if you have especially an oak tree or a maple tree or an ash tree, ash trees especially. Most people who have an ash tree anymore have somebody who treats them. We do treatments for emerald ash borer, and a lot of the time, you know, we'll have really, really good results actually almost every single time that we've done treatment on an ash tree with zero exit holes from the tree, anything like that. So making sure that you're watching out for emerald ash borer, and getting your ash trees treated, making sure that you know on oak trees or on maple trees whether or not you have presence of two-line chestnut borer or ambrosia beetle or anything like that, making sure that we get out there to check on those really specific tiny details that let us know whether something is a problem or isn't a problem. That's what's going to get you the best benefit. So having us out there to check out the property is the ideal scenario here. Give us a call at 412-884-TREE to make sure that we can get out there and help you out with your trees. All right? Thank you.
All right, definitely. Before you go, though, I just want everybody to understand why I believe what you all do is second to none. Let's give your boss a little love and that great crew at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, Carlos and the guys are excellent. I mean, we have climbers who have been with us for 10 plus years. We have guys who are really, they're capable of doing just about any type of job that we have. It's almost never that we walk away from a job, really. We take on all challenges. With the type of equipment that Carlos has amassed over the years, with the type of expertise that the climbers have, you know, this is a dangerous industry and it's really difficult work, but the guys that we employ, the crew that we have on our sites are top of the line. They're excellent. And Carlos has done a really good job making sure it's that way. You know, from the plant healthcare that I take the reins on, and I do a lot of that work firsthand, to the actual cutting and removals or trimming or whatever it may be, our company has really the full package to make sure that what you need for your landscape is taken care of one way or another, and your trees are looked out for properly, whether it be, you know, a risk assessment so that we can come out and check out what trees are riskier, what trees have hollow spots through the center. We can do resistograph testing to make sure that you know what your risks all are and what your liability is around trees around your house, or whether it be doing treatments to make sure that your trees don't get to a point where they are a higher liability for you. We have basically everything in that category in our arsenal to make sure that we are a full service type of tree company that can help you out with all of your needs there. I'm pretty proud to work for this company. I think it's doing good things. I think we're growing every year, and I think we're moving into a direction where the whole industry is really moving piece by piece, and we're kind of helping to lead the way in this area to get, you know, a more scientific and full comprehensive understanding of what trees are as biological organisms, to keep ourselves well informed on their care and their management over time.
You know, we handled everything but one thing today, and I saved the best for last because of the warm weather, 90s to the upper 90s starting tomorrow. What about watering your trees? What's the best way to handle that?
Watering you definitely have to do in scenarios, especially if you have younger trees. If you're transplanting trees or you put something in this year or even last year, the first couple of years that you have a tree in, you have to water them pretty frequently, but especially when you have drought or when you have high temperature. Temperatures coming into the 90s, if we have no rain for upwards of a week, making sure that you get a hose out there and set it at the base of the tree for a good 10, 15 minutes at least to make sure that you get a deep watering on that root zone to encourage deep root growth. That's something that's going to make or break the transplant of that tree or the planting of that tree to begin with. So from, you know, early care with the watering to later care with pruning and structural management to make sure that the tree grows properly, that early development is something that a lot of people take on themselves, but a professional tree company really does the best job on that type of stuff. And we do a lot of work with younger trees as well to make sure that in the future that tree grows into what you want it to instead of grows into, you know, a liability near your house. The
things that you got to focus on for sure are watering, proper management, proper treatment only when necessary,
mm-hmm.
and just keeping an eye on things.
Listen, great job today. Best to your dad on this Father's Day. Enjoy your day. Get a little R&R, and we'll do it again real soon, okay?
Yep. Thank you, Rob. And again, happy Father's Day to my dad and my grandfather. I'm going to go see them right now.
There you go. All right. To Carlos, keep up the great work. One of the best dads ever. And to every dad out there, happy, happy Father's Day. Stay with us. News. KDK News coming up with Rob. Accurate Solutions. And then the best 2 hours anywhere on the Dow when it comes to hometown sports talk. We got a lot to get to on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show on KDK. It's your Pratt Pack. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.